Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Give a big shout to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to stand up for a moment. First Thessalonians 5. Say after me, rejoice evermore.
Rejoice evermore.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing.
In everything. Give thanks. For this is the will of God. In Christ Jesus. Concerning you. So turn to your neighbor. Say you. Give thanks. This is the will of God. Concerning you. Now turn to your another neighbor. So it's you. Say you. In everything. Give thanks. This is the will of God. Concerning you. Hallelujah. Now look at me. Are you clear? Are you clear on the will of God? What is the will of God? In everything, give thanks. Woo! So we're going to give thanks and blow a shofar again. We're going to give a big shout to the Lord, who is the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Glory, glory. We're going to get into praise and thanksgiving some more in a moment, okay? Well, we are right now in it. We're not going to unplug ourselves, but get in the Word of God for a few moments and meditate. I feel like what I want to do for the next 3 weeks, I want to give you a compass point. So we know there are certain phases that we reach. I feel like we are in the season, get ready for your harvest.
Amen.
Get ready for your harvest. Get turn to your neighbor, say, get ready for your harvest. And tell your other neighbor, nothing is impossible with God. So I want your vision to get bigger, okay? God says your vision is not big enough. I'm sending you on assignments. You have assignments. And that you are going to have achieved great victories. That this is my harvest blessing. This is your season of harvest. Say harvest. Now, if you will remember, after Labor Day, we went on a 21-day fast. You remember that? And God was telling me to tell you that all that prayer, fasting, all of that we did, you were sowing in heaven. As a corporate body, we were doing something that's pleasing to the heart of God, and it's important for the nation and for this region, for this city, for this church, for your family, and for the nation. And part of it, I just want you to recognize that even this week, they're astounded. The media out there, they won't give thanks to the one that they owe to the Lord. But we are in the lowest unemployment season in 17 years. I mean, there are jobs for years. We were praying. And I remember often over the years, the last several years, we would have every few months, we would pray as our watch focus. Some of you who are not, you need to, by the way, get our app. Tell your neighbor, get Chavda Ministries app. It's a gorgeous app. And then make sure you go on the website. But we put the watch focus. Every week, we give direction to the nation, to the nations, to the church, to thousands of watchmen around. And I am just astounded how many pastors and how many people out there are reading and getting direction from our watch focus. So it is good for you to pay attention also. But over these years, so often we would say, because we would not just hear, but you would get, I would go all over the United States, and I would, especially in the regions like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, it would just literally would see it in front of your eyes of massive numbers of factory situations that were empty. That, you know, I mean, cities and townships that used to be thrumming with energy and thousands unemployed, and therefore the economy, I mean, you know, you have thousands of people employed, they need to eat pizza, they need to have McDonald's, they need to wash their clothes. Then, I mean, there are all industries that break up, small businesses break out where it is thriving. When the factories go away, when the jobs go away, it starts, there's no one out there for their pizzas and their McDonald's and to wash the clothes and et cetera, et cetera. So it devastates the whole economies of little towns, and then and government does not generate wealth. It is business. So we have to pray for businesses to thrive and for wisdom from leaders. Socialism and communism and Marxism are demonic things that ruin and devastate some of the most thriving nations. Read, if you will, if you keep up with the news, then you'll read Venezuela, which used to be other nations in Latin America were jealous of the wealth that was generated just from the riches of the earth God gave them. That they were, I mean, they were wealthy and they were in a nice economic situation. But once they brought in a socialist Marxist, Hugo, what was his name? Hugo Chavez, and then now it's Nicolas Maduro. He died an early age, and then Maduro took over. But they were communists, basically communists. And they devastated some of the best people in the world. I've gone to Latin America several times, did crusades in giant stadiums in Chile, have done big meetings in Brazil. And so, I mean, I love Latin America. I love their food. I love the people, hospitable people. It's just one, and very giving people. And when you see some of the Latin Americans, Brazilians, praising the Lord, there is no one like, I'll tell you, they are. When we used to go to Jerusalem and there would be a group, but usually there would be about 300, 400 from Brazil. And whenever they would be in a big auditorium, a Colosseum, I would purposely go and hang out with the Brazilians, because they, when they praise the Lord, they are so loud, they're crazy, they're fanatic, they wave flags, and it's, say, I am with them. I am with them. And yet you look at Venezuela now, and they are desperate. They have no medicine. They are starving for food, literally. And this used to be, and the thing was, it was they worshiped the idol of communism, social, which is one of the big demonic lying spirits that tells everything is free, just do nothing, it's okay, the government owes you something, but then they all go bankrupt. So I'm not giving a political lecture, I'm just saying we want to be thankful here for what we have and help pray down the glory over the nations so that they can be free from one of the yokes is Marxism, communism. And by the way, one of the things that during the time of the Soviet Union, that the Soviets had a plan, and they did all kinds of shenanigans to pull down America. But one of the things, I mean, they did not succeed, thankfully. But one area that they did succeed is in our university systems, that they almost 90% of our professors on universities, they hate America. They hate Christianity, and they are very pro-Marxist and communists. It's really weird. It's strange because they owe their all their blessing to the freedom we have in America. I'm just saying that I'm laying a groundwork for what I want to say here, that this next 3 weeks, we want to set a theme for us that it says, as we have finished the wonderful season of, we did celebrate them, unless you were asleep, we specifically talked about Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. It's on the Bible calendar, okay? So this is the Bible. And the Bible, Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which represents Christ Jesus, who was our atoning sacrifice on Calvary. So it's all of this reflects Jesus. And then we would have the Feast of Tabernacles and Sukkot and the celebration of the Word of God. But if that was in October mainly that we'd recognize that. And it ushered us into this new season with our fasting and prayer. And as we came into the new Jewish year, then it's a season. And I want you to get yourself ready for harvest glory, for celebration, and then apprehend it as it comes by. You say, this is for me. Hey, it's floating by. This God says, now take it, put your hand out, take it. Because this is for you. Say, it's for me. It's for my house. That's why Joshua said, as for me and my house, we serve. We're going to serve the Lord and bless the Lord. It's not just for me. It's for my house. And it's for the house of God. So we lay hold of the blessings of Abraham. So, but part of it then, the context in which this season is coming is that you are going to set your antenna and you are going to rejoice like never before. I am going to rejoice. Say, I'm going to rejoice. So may the spirit of celebration and rejoicing come over you. And I'm going to pray without ceasing. Say, pray without ceasing. And so that, and you can do it for yourself and then pray for me. And I will pray for you. And how is the best way you can do pray without ceasing? For me, now I would highly recommend it for you, is speaking in tongues. You can pray for hours without ceasing in tongues. Right? How many of you are filled with the Spirit and able to pray in tongues? Yay. Wow. Hallelujah. Good. I'm glad you raised your hand. Otherwise, I was going to point to you. Anyway, but it's wonderful. It's so wonderful. I am so glad God gave us the prayer language of the Holy Spirit, that we can pray in the Spirit. So we can really, and then it just continues to bring that atmosphere. And the more we do it, and I'm going to do all we can so we can see that people take advantage of this opportunity to come also and add your prayers for the nation, for the church, for our families on Friday nights is an awesome night for me I love Sunday, but I love Friday coming, watching, and praying. But this is an opportunity to add some more on praying without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. And so on November 23rd, we're going to have an official day of Thanksgiving that the nation recognizes that we have a wonderful, rich tradition for decade after decade that people have joined together saying, we're going to have a day of Thanksgiving. But we are going to have 3 weeks of Thanksgiving specifically, all right, to set a track. I feel like God's saying, set a track for this, that it's this next 3 weeks for the next 20, it's really 20 days, but for the 3 weeks approximately, we're going to be set up. So we're going to setting ourselves for Thanksgiving Day by really, in faith, giving thanks already. Thank you. Thank you. We are going to have a special seat for Thanksgiving, and then we are going to thank the Lord for certain specific things and make them as major centers of focus in Thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you specifically for this, and I'm going to especially point to you for a particular season. One focus among many others that we want to give thanks for. For this is the will of God. And see what happens if you don't do this. Is I believe that when this is not happening, you are quenching the flow of the Holy Spirit. It says immediately after giving thanks, the Lord instructs us, quench not the Spirit. And the flow of the Spirit in your life, it automatically, the river just keeps flowing. As long as you're giving thanks, praying without ceasing, rejoicing evermore, the flow goes on. But as we stop doing it and you have quenched the Spirit, which is the source of your refreshing, of your miracle breakthroughs, of the power anointing coming, breaking the power of demonic things, that you can help people deliver them from yokes of oppression. We are talking, when people say this is the problem in this nation, for example, we have talked about this, that one of the major plagues, literally now they're calling it a plague, is addiction. Multiple thousands of our young people are dying from, young married people are dying and dropping like flies because they gotten addicted to these medicines. One of them I read about even today is that they're trying to smuggle in whole loads of a specific drug called fentanyl. And it is one of the most powerful drugs. It can help when you have surgery and you are, they can alleviate pain, but it's not for entertainment. And people are just, there was a major newsman. I don't want to focus on it, but his son got addicted and died just a few weeks ago. And I just read that he had a whole bunch of fentanyl they found when they went into his room. Anyway, so this was just to say these next 3 weeks, we're going to especially lay our groundwork for Thanksgiving Day. We are a nation in Thanksgiving. We are a family. We are a church in Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving will set you up also for harvest. The moment the harvest comes, that you just get it for yourself and different kinds of blessings and breakthrough. Souls and breakthrough financially, or entering a debt-free zone, seeing every dark enemy being totally annihilated and defeated before you. So, now, one of the specific things I want to just give thanks tonight, that this week there was a terrorist attack in Manhattan, in New York City. And this man, literally, it was his assignment to kill as many Americans as he could, or anybody else. In fact, there were, was it five from Argentina? Five young men, huh? Yeah, five that had come. I saw their picture and a little bit of video of how they were dead for their school reunion, something on the 30th year or whatever. Yeah. They had all gotten finances together and put their money together to fly and celebrate their school reunion in America. And they came and they were bicycling together and they were having such joyful celebration. Suddenly these demonized Islamic radical terrorists came, and his only aim was, it didn't matter who it was, he was going to kill. And so realize what kind of enemy that is. It's a And realize with discernment then, you are not, and I'm praying that you are not just a regular person receiving the news, oh, terrorist act. Okay, you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the Spirit of God. You are anointed with the Spirit of prophecy. You are anointed with the Spirit of discerning of spirits. One of the gifts of the Spirit is discerning of spirits. So when you are receiving this news, it's not like you are a blob speaking to blobs. You are going to start discerning. And your antenna, our antenna as watchmen on the walls, are in sharp focus, saying, I know what this is. This is a demonic principality. I don't see just this demonized, possessed, terrorist, and lone wolf, as they call it. No, he represents an invading demonic army that represents radical Islamic terrorism. And therefore, it's a demonic principality, and we are going to use our weapons to pull down this stronghold. We represent the mighty arm of the Lord, Captain of the armies of the living God. His name is Jesus Christ, and we belong to him. And I'm putting on the full armor of God, and I'm taking the sword of the Spirit, and I'm destroying this principality that kills innocent people, thousands of them, burns them alive, does all kinds of horrible things, even crucifies them in this present hour. And therefore, this is power against power. This is against principality against principality. It is the Prince of Peace, the name Jesus Christ. He is our leader. And that other thing, that power is that is facing us, is a huge enemy that we need to recognize as a spiritual force. So it is not just a political thing. And I felt sorry for the ignorance of even the mayor and the governor of New York when they came up. This is just a lone wolf, and he is doing this, and we are so sorry. And I would say, you helpless ninnies. And I know they intend well, but it's, they choose, some of them purposely choose to ignore certain things. That's why I'm kind of in that place. When, you know, people are open, but they want to also misdirect people. So we got to recognize that. In all of that, though, when this terrorist went about doing his evil work, and he was going wanting to kill more people, but there was a lone policeman, a New York City police officer named Nash, Ryan Nash, 28 years old, and just been in the force 5 years, but he was able to confront that terrorist and shot him once and deactivated him. And I just want to not focus so much on the terrorist, but I want to thank the Lord for Ryan Nash. And for, yeah, let's give him a clap. Say, thank you, Lord. And for all policemen and first responders that are right now committed to bless us and to take care of us in whatever we do, that we need to take a pause and say, Lord, we thank you for the police. We thank you for the firemen and other first responders.
Amen. Go ahead. Pastor, interestingly enough, as you were leading us in this direction with your very words, we got a text from one of our watchmen online that asked for our prayers right now concerning an armed man that is in the area right around their home, and the policemen and the helicopters and all are on the scene. And there's, it's interesting. Your words were like prophetically speaking to this crisis from one of our watchmen. So,
amen. Father,
we pray. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are praying right now.
Sure.
for the apprehension of this criminal person. Lord, quickly, let the policemen quickly apprehend. Thank you for the police. Anoint them so they can protect the neighborhoods, protect us. We bless their search. We say the thief and the robber is bound. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes. And realize together, see, there is strength and the prophetic vibration is there for us all together. That you are in a community that prays and we are going to see more miracles. But thank the Lord. And if we want our watch focus tonight is, Lord, we want to thank our first thank the Lord and pray for our first responders, the police and our law enforcement agencies, and of course, our first responders in the nations is our armed forces, that they are right there. We pray for them, and we ask wherever, whatever forces are there that would deactivate them, that would discourage them or misdirect them, we pray the Lord will cleanse any people in these places that are misguided with the wrong spirit. But we bless our armed forces and our first responders. I just wanted to remember that part of our art of giving thanks is to also to remember. And we saw forget that the Lord would say, don't forget now what I did here and what I did this. And I brought you out and I gave you miracles and I provided for you and I did this. But there is part of human nature that's sinful. Just want you know, there is no excuse for us, but we often give in to sinfulness and forgetfulness and therefore become unthankful. Where we become unthankful then, we give in to the spirit of darkness and the spirit of this age, but also we cut off ourselves. When we become unthankful and ungrateful, we quench the spirit and cut off the flow of blessing and discernment and anointing and prophetic and healing and all of that that comes from the powerful flow of the Spirit of God that comes in the name of Jesus. But part of it, as I was thinking of Manhattan, not this happened, the terrorist act, not too far away from where the 9/11 tragedy happened. But in the 9/11 tragedy then, of the 2,977 victims that were killed by the terrorists again, we so quickly forgot. It was one of the most traumatic events in the history of this nation. It was as destructive as Pearl Harbor. And yet, Pearl Harbor, that's what happened, shook this nation. And they were turned to righteousness and to being the rescuers and responders. Because America came in with both feet and defeated the powers of the Axis powers, of the enemy allies, the Hitler and all his demonic powers. This nation was the key one that helped bring them down. But anyway, in 9/11, man, how many of you remember where you were at 9/11 and you got the news? And was that, I mean, it was quite an event, an evil event. But you know, just nearly 3,000, nearly 2,977 were instantly killed. Innocent, completely innocent people. But among them, 412 that died that day were first responders. So they gave their lives, most of them by running in to the difficulty. and the collapsing buildings. Many of them didn't have to go in, but they did it out of duty and out of courage. And we need to honor that. 343 were firefighters, including paramedics. 37 police officers of the Port Authority. 23 police officers of the New York City Police Department. 8 emergency medical technicians. 1 patrolman from the New York Fire Patrol. All of that. So to 412 first responders gave their lives right on that day to help in that situation. So I just, tonight we wanted to say thank you, Lord, for all the police who guard us and law enforcement, including, you know, all those that are, you know, our armed forces also. So it's the opposite spirit makes us not recognize all of the ones that we owe thanks to. Do you know who one of the classic, you would never think of this in some ways, but who was one of the first, one of the greatest first responder? For me, the first responder in the Bible. It is and you remember you called 911 and you need help? What do you need?
I need help.
Listen to this. The Lord is getting a call, 911 call. In Exodus chapter 3. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Now come, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. So one of the classic first responder was Moses. Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you. And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve the God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And therefore, and then the Lord gave him special equipment. So what is my equipment? A staff and signs and wonders. Remember, as you have the Holy Spirit, God has anointed you to be God's first responder. And you have the name of Jesus, and you have the power of the Holy Ghost, and you are going to bring the intervention of God in whatever challenge God brings you in. That you are anointed, you have been discipled, you have been trained for such a time as this. And we are, and it impacts. We were, in some ways, at different time frames. I remember how Billy Graham responded to a call, and he led multiple hundreds of thousands to the Lord in the late 40s, 50s. The revivals that came under him, under Oral Roberts was the first responder. A. Allen, in a sense, if I can carry that analogy, T.L. Osborne went to the nations, and millions came to Christ through him. Chavda Ministries, many ways. We went into remote regions in the Congo that had never seen miracles, signs, and wonders. And we, Bonnie, as a young mom, came with me. And if something had happened, and that could have happened, anything, because we would hire this single-engine rinky-dink plane to get us way into the interior of the Congo, for not only from Kinshasa, but Kananga and Kikwit and Kisangani and Mujumbai, little remote places in the heart of Africa where some of the most horrible diseases, and God confirmed signs and wonders. And there are still many stories that are being told. Even today, we impacted that nation and changed it, helped change the history. But the first responders, we are grateful for those who we have seen and listened last few weeks and helping in Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. We just give thanks to those who are willing to receive the call of God. So as a community, we can do more. As individuals, we are somewhat limited. See, it's always in community that we can help. And at the same time, we want to get in that atmosphere. Right now we are saying, Lord, we are thankful for all these that you send, those who gave us the word of God, and those, in a sense, they are first responders by sending the help in the name of Jesus into the situations. And we are thankful for literal, the physical policemen and other people who come to help at the risk of their own lives. And so we are thankful. Say thankful.
Thankful.
We can be thankful for a lot of things, but I feel like tonight I was really struck by that policeman and many others like him. But that terrorist could have hurt a lot of more people. But here was this policeman ready to confront that guy and get him deactivated very quickly. So the other aspect that I want you to us to take note of at the same time tonight, and just be sensitive to that, is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, no, thank you, sorry. I'm in. I got another. Looking for, I noted down the wrong scripture here. Or at least my eye fell on the wrong one. It says, this is the one. It's 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3. Know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. And then it tells us what are the symptoms of this perilous times, what will happen. So in the last days, say last days. So we have to be aware, and many have said these are the last days. And on one hand, there are good signs when it says to us prophetically in Luke 21 and Matthew 24, these are some of the things of the end times. And it'll be where nations will rise up against nations, this and this will happen. But part of the sign is in Jerusalem will no longer be trampled by the Gentiles, but the time of the Gentiles will be over. So one of the signs we took note of just a few weeks ago was, this is, I remember talking about it a little, that this was the 50th anniversary this year of the Jerusalem being restored to God's people. It is now part of the domain of the Jewish people. And so that's a sign of the end times. A very clear sign. Well, we live in this. So what else So does the Bible say? It says that in this era then, there will be a spirit of darkness that will come. We are, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So for God's people, for believers, we have the light. We are dwelling in the light. We have the gospel light. We have the Holy Spirit power. So you will, it's important that we stay close to each other and help encourage each other, because outside of this dome of prayer and blessing and praise, there is a dark spirit where it says men, that's like mankind, will be lovers of themselves. So think, it's more self-love. It's more about me. Not about others. Not about laying down our lives to help others and bless others and hear the word of God and obey Him. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud. So what? Proud. Blasphemers. So they can just say all kinds of nasty things about God Himself and have lost their fear. They don't understand. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Say unthankful. So that is part of the degradation of society and of the demonic spirit, is people become unthankful, and it also leads people to become unholy, unloving, unforgiving. How about that? That's part of the spirit of the age. The spirit, then the darkness come, people cannot forgive others. Slanderers. Especially, you'll find the slander against the Lord, against God's people, against the church. Without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors. There was a traitor, I believe, sentenced today, literally. Mm-hmm. You would say, what are you talking about, traitor? Well, there was a literal traitor who got a sentence today. Traitor to the, whatever, we don't want to go into details. Headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households, make captives, gullible women loaded down with sins. How do they creep into households? Well, I'll tell you, we got all kinds of things by which rumors and gossip, Facebook, different social media, kind of creeping in. Never thought of that. Paul, I bet, never thought of that. Facebook? What do you mean, Facebook? Anyway. And it goes on, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Do you remember Jannes and Jambres? You say, who is Jannes and Jambres? They were sorcerers. They were magicians, demonic witch doctors. And they were in the court of Pharaoh. And when Moses came and said, God's word says, let my people go. Let these slaves go. And to confirm, God started giving signs and wonders. And the magicians, the sorcerers and witch doctors started doing by the demonic powers doing some of the miracles. If Moses were able to produce frogs, they produced frogs from the demonic source. And some of you may, it may be, I think it's available on YouTube. You may want to look at the, it's a fun movie called Prince of Egypt. It's an animated little movie. Came, what, about 20 years ago? Almost 18 years ago or so. And there is a, we used to sing it with, I would watch it with the kids. And Bonnie and us, we would sing it together. There is a, it's a musical also. There are some great songs. We could pick that sometime and sing those here or show them and here on Friday night. But they, it's a fun thing, but it really has spiritual teaching because these demonic witch doctors that begin this song by calling on the names of these demonic gods that rule over Egypt. And they declare the names of these demonic gods. And Moses is representing the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he, these Jannes and Jambres say to Moses, did you think you could get away just doing these small tricks? You are playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now. You're playing with the big boys now. And they considered themselves the big boys who had demonic evil powers that could do. And then suddenly, God superseded their powers and he produced gnats. And then, I mean, they could not do what God could do. An awesome God. Just, and they said, this is God. We cannot do this. So, anyway. But that really made an impression on me. You're playing with the big boys now. How much you can never. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. We are representing, just like Moses, we represent the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. We have to have the anointing to be able to confront those powers of darkness. Be men and women of prayer and anointing. And stand against the spirit that inspired Jannes and Jambres. And who resisted it. Literally, the Bible says, they resisted Moses. Therefore, they resisted the word of God who was going to set free the children of Israel. There are always these demonic forces. We see them now being enunciated, even these last, I mean, even in this era, who said, we're going to destroy Israel. We're going to bomb it out of existence. There are voices right now. That's the same spirit as Jannes and Jambres. So, part of this, then, it is so imperative that we train ourselves to be a thankful people, part of the power, anointing that rests on us. We will not quench the spirit. We will be people who are thankful. And part of the thankfulness is, you will see that it is in, you will see, I'll just mention this, in Exodus. It says, see, the opposite of, we said, we want to focus on being thankful. And I think it would be a great idea for us to really have a, each day, spend some time, especially in these next 3 weeks, to really pray in tongues and praise the Lord and thank you. Thank you, Lord. You are so awesome. And the opposite of thankfulness is being unthankful, grumbling, complaining, whining. Being thankful is a more active thing. Grumbling and complaining, it gets you deactivated to become passive, where things cannot happen. And part of the art is of being thankful is focusing on the larger thing God is doing and is able to do, not the small things that may not be going totally right. If you get focused on that, you will start grumbling, being complaining, being unthankful, or whining. Have you been around whiny kids? Or when the kids get whiny, and you know, they've got plenty of food, they got their own rooms, they got this, they got that, they got an iPhone, and everything is there, and they're griping at their mom and dad about the littlest things. And if when you see that, you are so tempted to grab them from their parents just for a few minutes, take them to a room, and administer some religion to them. But we can become whiny, complaining, and so we need to really re-energize our thanksgiving. Here in Exodus 16 then, it says, verse 2, then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said to them, oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat, when we ate bread to the full, for you brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Now they're telling God this. Lord, you brought us here to kill us, and we were happy in Egypt. And God is providing them what? He's giving them the best cereal in the world, manna, every day. And they are not hungry. They are covered by the glory, and they are griping. And God overall is bringing them into the promised land. So when I see in the 2 Timothy 3:12 that I started seeing that there is an atmosphere that injects poison into our mental processes and our emotions. So the spirit, the demonic spirit of the age, will make us unthankful, ungrateful. And so I see around where I've had a chance to be, some of us, where you live, we have gone to parts of Africa where you do the smallest thing and you can be shot. You can stumble into places. There are no policemen to protect you. Where people are literally living on crusts of bread. And it makes you so grateful that you live in a land that God has allowed you to be in, this land called America. And that we can be thankful. And it is not strain on us, absolutely, to honor, therefore, those who protect us in this land, the armed forces or the policemen and others. I'm asking the Lord to cleanse the church, cleanse us from the spirit of this age that injects in us poison where I'm in any way, if I become ungrateful, unthankful, complaining and griping. I've seen people get the greatest miracles, and at a moment's notice, they'll become angry about something. And I've seen that happen to many of our friends and all that. There are certain people that the moment something that flustered them happened, they say, okay, I'm walking away from this church or walking away from these leaders and all that. And I literally knew the lives, how these guys had been so blessed, their lives turned around by that ministry. And so I want to see once again the awesome, as I read, I was pecking some stuff and I was looking at some of the books of the miracles that happened under the Amy Semple McPherson and then the Jeffries brothers, who were in the 30s in Great Britain. I happen to have a classic, rare now. You couldn't get it anywhere these days, I guess, unless you go to a rare books thing. But I was page after page of some of the greatest miracles. And I said, Lord, we want more of the miracles here. We want to see some of the greatest miracles once again, Lord. But I believe he comes to a company of people who are thankful and grateful and will steward the glory. And we say, thank you, Lord, that we have seen some of it here. I'm so grateful for what the Lord has already given us here. So I'm going to renounce any poison that would help us, so that any negative spirit trying to poison us, again, saying things, nasty things about America, for example, about our armed forces, about negative remarks about the church, or a critical spirit against our family members, that I renounce that poison, and I want to gain back the spirit of thankfulness. So what we do then, I saw that as more of a discipline ongoing. It's not just a one-time thing, but that I go often into my person, who I am as a person, and see wherever the weeds are coming up, the poison weeds of griping and complaining. I go out as someone of a gardener who goes and pulls the weeds out so that the wonderful anointing of the Spirit is not choked out. So I'm going to weed away any negative griping weeds you find in this then. God was going to destroy these people. He takes griping and complaining quite seriously. Anyway, we will focus on the awesome things of God and thank him. So I was not only, let me look up one scripture here, see if I want to share this. It said, connected with that scripture I gave you in Exodus, it says in 1 Corinthians 10, nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents, nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer. How about that? So as we talk this three weeks of thankfulness, one of the things that I'm asking ourselves, that we get a fresh cleansing. That is, we take communion. Even tonight, that any poison that is just from the spirit of the age, that we get cleansed. Lord, put your flamethrower where I've got any complaining or murmuring. I want to be a thankful and anointed person and powerful And I can be sent like Moses to carry out and be anointed to be one of the first responders of this amazing prophetic time frame. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Raise your hands. Say, Lord, I'm thankful. I thank you. I praise you, Lord. Thank you for praying in tongues for a moment. So we want to get back once again. We pray without ceasing. Karabashakaraba. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Father. As we get prayer, I want the healing team, if there's someone who needs a touch from the Lord, and you feel like there was some kind of poison came in, I want the healing team to come line up and help pray for any individual you feel like, listen, I need a little laying on of hands to cancel out any poison right now. Thank you, Father. And then we'll go on. Thank you, Father.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.